This is the local VK5 news segment. And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PT, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. You may well have attended Northeast Radio Club's buy and sell yesterday, and we congratulate them on their efforts. As a seller, you may well have goods left over, so why not give Phil, VK5FILL, a buzz on 83829070 and book a table for next week's buy and sell at Skark. It is usually well attended, so worth your while. You might even share a table if you wish. Sellers set up at 8:30 a.m. and buyers in at 10 a.m. There is a very good door prize from our sponsor Red Arc, and quite a few great prizes in the raffle. RF Shop from Lonsdale will be there with lots of goodies for sale. $5 entry includes a door prize ticket, and the barbecue and tea and coffee will be available. We look forward to seeing you all at Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, Railway Avenue, Seaford Meadows, next Sunday. Are you an IRLP user? The IRLP project for Mount Terrible is an ongoing concern for the club, so watch this space for its inception. Enigma, Typex and Lorenz. These are just some of the code machines that featured at Bletchley Park during World War II and involved many of the 9,000 people employed there. This was just some of the information Steve, VK5ZEO, shared with us about his visit there recently. It was also interesting to hear that, as a child, Steve frequently went there as his father taught telecommunication technicians there when it was used by the GPO, after the war. The Bletchley Trust restored it all to its wartime glory, including a Turing machine, rebuilt from original plans. All records and equipment had to be found and returned to Bletchley Park. Thanks for the most illuminating presentation, Steve. That's all from me. 73 from Skark.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. This is Barry, VK5BW, this week's news and notes from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. I hope that all members have had an enjoyable and safe Easter break and have not had too many of those delicious chocolate eggs and hot cross buns. I was able to catch up with family and had the pleasure of watching my young grandson hunt for Easter eggs in Grandma's garden. He had a great time. This Sunday the 28th, there is a continuation of the QSO party at the Shack being conducted by Peter Reichelt, VK5APR, using the new digital FreeDV form of HF communication. FreeDV is an open source digital voice transmission developed by David, VK5DGR, which is founded on open source principles with the Kodak 2, which is fully available to the amateur radio community at no charge. The Amateur Radio Experimenters Group, or AREG, have organised a major international event to expose more people to this digital voice mode, which has the potential to provide noise-free reception of weak signals where single sideband would normally be hard to hear on this coming weekend. Peter, VK5APR, has agreed to set up the station running a free DV at the Shack using the club call sign of VK5BAR. All members are encouraged to come along and see this mode in action and see how to do it, or alternatively, set up a free DV station at home and join the fun. The QSO party started at 0300 hours Zulu or 1230 hours CST on Saturday and will go through until 0300 hours Zulu or 1200 hours on Sunday CST. Peter should be there from about 0930 hours until the close at 1230, so come and have a look. Saturday at the Shack will also be continuing with the work on the Girl Guide's shed, completing the plastering, preparing the shed for painting, now that the ceiling has been installed and completed. We'll send round a circular when we are having a painting party and we're calling for volunteers once again. You are also reminded the Harry Angel Memorial 80-metre sprint will be held on the 4th of May, but the Shack will not be available for this event as we are conducting assessment courses and examinations on this weekend, the first of the new AMC examinations at our club. If you are wanting to do a foundation course or an upgrade examination, then please contact SASSI VK5SN at vk5sn@wia.org.au or on his mobile phone 0417 858 547. I'll repeat that, 0417 858 547, as soon as possible, as there are a limit on the number of positions available to do this. The last silent auction for the club is complete, and all equipment has been sold. However, there is another auction commencing on this Sunday. All registered current club members will receive an email with this information in it. If you have not received emails for the last auction, then it means that either you are not currently financial, or your email address I have is not correct. We have had subs paid by several people that have not identified who they are, or added a call sign in the message field, and unfortunately my crystal ball is on the blink. But of course this means that those people are not listed as financial members and will miss out. If you think you've paid and have not received an email to confirm or have not been receiving the emails, then please contact me at vk5bw@wia.org.au and I will see if we can work it out. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 10th of May. Commencing at 12 noon, no bookings are required, just turn up. The next general meeting will be on the 15th of May. It will be a lecture by Ben, VK5BB, on digital communications. This is a current topic and should be very interesting. The shack is located in Hannaford Road at Blackwood, immediately behind Hungry Jack's car park and behind the Girl Guides main hall. That's all for this week. For all matters concerning A-House, please contact me, vk5bw@wia.org.au. This has been Barry, VK5BW, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Good morning, all.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. Did you miss me? Probably not, but the South East Radio Group weekly update was absent last week, as your humble scribe was not able to think of any content, a first in 6 years. Hi, this is Cole, VK58CF. Our exam team is busy again, and we'll be conducting an exam session this afternoon. Good luck, Dennis, and thank you to Tim, VK5AV, and John, VK5DJ. As you listen to this, a number of us will be reflecting on yesterday's car trial in the Haywood area. This event was the first round of both the South Australian Rally Championship and the South Australian Clubman Rally Championship. Yesterday started off at 9 a.m. with the ceremonial start before competitors headed north into the State Forest for the morning loop. Encompassing 5 stages over 65 kilometres of competition, there were 2 never-before-used stages. The crews then came back into the service park in Haywood before commencing the afternoon loop. 4 stages over 78 kilometres were run using the famous Anya and back road sections. The surge team provided emergency communications for the event, with radio points placed at strategic intervals with the aim of message passing, etc. The event saw a new system in place whereby all competitors were tracked via satellite. All cars were fitted with a transponder prior to the start. This, in theory, means that officials knew exactly where each car was at any given moment, which is a great safety feature, plus it makes the recovery of lost or broken down competitors much more efficient as well. I will report on the outcome of this trial next week. This is a good time to remind you to book for the dinner if you are planning on attending our convention this year, as we are limited to 80 places. Dinner bookings with names and or call sign of those in your party and details of any special requirements to vk5sr@wia.org.au. Bookings for entry into the 2019 Australian Fox Hunting Championship should be addressed to Andrew, VK5 Kilo Echo Tango at VK5KET@wia.org.au. Trader tables are available at $10 per table. Bookings to VK5SR at wia.org.au. That's all I have for you this week. The members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, the Tech Night last Friday night was an excellent presentation by Steve, VK5SFA, and he gave us the rundown on magnetic loops for 160 and 80 metres. And it was an absolute brilliant talk. And he had a loop antenna made for 6 metres as well that he showed us. And lots of very interesting performance notes and talk about how to set one up and build it. And so thank you very much, Steve. Everybody thoroughly enjoyed that excellent presentation. And of course on Saturday there was the buy and sell, and there was a very good crowd there. And I have to apologise for a bit slow in serving at the barbecue, but it got a bit frantic there for a while. But anyway, if you had to wait for a little bit for a nice snag, it might have tasted better. So hope you all had a good time at the buy and sell. I want to thank young Riley, who was the harmonica VK5FILL. He helped out with the drinks section of the barbecue. So thanks for that, Riley. Very good of you. And Tony, VK5UA, had a demonstration there of military radios, which the other Tony, VK5FBIC, was helping out with as well. And they showed those off. It was pretty good. And up the other end of the building was VK's 5VC and VK5NIG taking part in the Global 3DV HF Voice Mode QSO Party. So I got to see the digital voice mode in action, and that was very good too. So I hope the buyers and the vendors all had a good time. Thanks once again, and it's only a year to go to the next buy and sell. Now, the first meeting in May will be the general meeting on Friday the 10th of May. And Colin, VK5ACE, and Mark, VK5AVQ, will give us a talk about beacons. And the tech night for May will be on Friday the 24th of May. And Rick, VK5NM, is going to give us a session on balans and loading coils for antennas. So both those events will be very interesting technical presentations. So come along and find out a lot. And of course, May has got 5 Fridays. And the 5th Friday night dinner will be on the 31st of May. So, Mr. Dinner Man will have to get into it. And Sir Lunchalot will be out and about looking for somewhere to have a good night's entertainment and a good feed. So stay tuned for details about the 5th Friday night dinner. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.